stories of recovery from the storm, Melissa in the Morning looks back at Connecticut's historic flood on WICC 600 and 95.9. The Voice of Connecticut.
And boy, talk about in a matter of hours how much more complicated it got for the DOT workers across our state trying to build things back after the historic floods really rocked only a small part of our state, but it was significant. Certainly the projects piled on within the hours after August 18th and 19th. Joining us back on the show, Commissioner of the Department of Transportation, Garrett Eucalito. Garrett, take us back to those days following the flood and really assessing what the damage was going to be after the historic flooding.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's crazy to think it's only been a year since then. But in the days following, we activated on that day on the 18th, and really for several days after that, we were working around the clock to clear debris off of state roadways as quickly as we could so that we could begin to inspect the bridges, the shoulders, the roadways, to ensure whether it was safe to actually put traffic over them. And if not, then figure out how are we going to repair or replace those structures themselves. And it took us quite a while to actually be able to get to the infrastructure itself to do the full inspection. Obviously, some of them we could see clearly were completely destroyed, but others, until you get underneath the bridge and inspect the abutments or the head walls of the culverts, you don't know whether it's impacted or not.
I mean, Garrett, when you look at some of the photos, the images that came out of August 18th and 19th, these were roads that almost seemed like they disappeared. The section of the railroad, that image, I think, is burned in my mind forever, where you had all of whatever was built up underneath it just gone. And you have just sort of this track that's kind of left there with no support. I mean, these were images that you would see like in a movie. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, water is extremely powerful, it just goes to show you what water is able to do to any infrastructure or land that we form here and to build on top of. It's no matter what we do, water is going to find a way to go where it wants to go, and it reinforces for us that we need to do more now with a ever increasing erratic climate, that we need to be armoring essentially our infrastructure to be able to buffer and withstand powerful water forces that may pop out of nowhere that we're not expecting.
And again, we've got Commissioner Eucalito here from the Department of Transportation. So in total, how many projects came from the flood?
We had nearly 30, so probably 24 specific locations that we had to do significant repairs on.
Okay. So there was nearly 30 state road segments closed. It says on the onset of the event, four critical commuter rail lines, including New Haven, Danbury, Waterbury, Hartford, all impacted. How long did it take before the DOT reopened, rebuilt, reestablished connections that were impacted?
So some of them reopened just a week or two after, some opened in October of 2024. The most recent one actually was Georges Hill Road in Southbury. That one finally reopened in June of 2025.
Wow.
So some of the places, we have three locations that have temporary bridges installed, and those we're still working on getting permits for the final structures that will come in and rebuild as new permanent bridges. So there's three more to go, but those are open for traffic today. There's temporary bridges. They're called acro bridges. That's the name. They're like essentially like an erector set that you put in that carries traffic until we can put a permanent structure in there.
So just to reiterate, even though we say temporary, that does not mean they're unsafe.
No. This is like what the military would use. The Army Corps of Engineers would deploy temporary bridges that can last quite a long time and carry tanks over them.
And there, again, when we say temporary, the DOT has to go back and make a permanent replacement. The bridges are in Southbury and Oxford, if I remember correctly. When does construction start for those?
So the one in Southbury, which is Route 67, we're going to have a public meeting, actually, I think, next month on that one and start construction in 2027. The other bridges are probably around the same time frame, 2027 construction start, spring of 2027, most likely. The it's difficult because, with these structures, trying to make them larger openings so they can carry more water underneath them, you have to get Army Corps of Engineers permits. We can't just do what we want there. We have to get permits from the federal government, and it's a lengthy process. So in order to build something that we think is a smarter move, given the hydraulics we saw during these storms, we have to go through this lengthy permitting process to get to where we want to be.
Garrett Ucolito, again, Commissioner of the Department of Transportation. I understand that you'll be, a little biased because it's the department you run. But were you impressed? Were you sort of taken aback by how quickly these projects got done? And I would say the turnaround, because we're not talking about just as simple as let's just lay new concrete down. I mean, the complexity of a lot of these issues, these infrastructure issues, I don't know, because I don't work in transportation, quite honestly. But I mean, were you surprised at how quickly the state was rebuilt? I mean, when you talk about the last of the remaining projects just completed in June of this year, you're still talking about in less than a year, everything at least having a solution temporarily, a safe solution temporarily. And I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah. I think maybe because it doesn't happen as frequently, and maybe that's why a lot of people are surprised. I mean, yeah, I am biased because I work with these amazing men and women here at Conda, and I see what they do every single day. Anytime there's a disruption to the system, they jump into action, and they don't stop until it's resolved. It was impressive to see this well-oiled machine jump into action, continue to work. And what was really, heartwarming to see was the collaboration across all levels of government. So the local DPWs and first responders working with the state, CONDA, as well as Emergency Management, Homeland Security, and state police, and all the way up to the federal government, working with the Federal Highway Administration and FEMA. It shows how all of those drills and practices and tabletop exercises are worth it. And it shows that we need to continue to do those and be ready for the unforeseen things that can pop up. I grew up in Torrington, where you're raised hearing about the flood of 55, which eerily enough was August 18th, 1955, when the floods came and destroyed Torrington and Winsted. And you're raised to hear about that, and you're raised to respect nature and water and what it can do, and how the community came together to respond up and down the Naugatuck Valley. And so to see that in action here as well was, reinforcing for me what Connecticut is all about, what the residents of Connecticut can do when faced with adversity. And you saw it in the aftermath, too, with the community gatherings in each of the communities coming together to support one another, those homeowners who lost their homes. It's just an amazing thing to see, your workforce come and not stop and work nonstop and pull in from all over the state to come to this one portion of the state until the job is done.
Yeah, certainly. And Garrett, really quick, is there anything in the last year that the DOT has been pushing for from the state to reassure that if this happens again, because Mother Nature is unpredictable, that we have what we need to strengthen our infrastructure?
Yeah, I mean, so we've been really lucky to have the support of our state legislators and most importantly, the governor, his entire time in office to invest in infrastructure. We are at our highest funding levels ever. We're at our highest staffing levels in over 20 years here at Condot. And those are the two key things we need to be able to respond to a disaster. We need the funding to respond, and then we need the staffing to respond. And we have both of those. And so we're continuing to use our federal funding under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, the Surface Transportation Bill. There was funding specifically for resilience. So we're developing what's called a resilience plan using federal funds, and that'll help guide a path for us of where do we need to focus for these extreme weather events to make our state stronger in the future.
Carrie Ucolito, again, Commissioner of the Department of Transportation in our great state of Connecticut. Thank you so much for taking a look back with us. And other than those three temporary bridges that, again, are safe to travel on, construction, though, for permanent structures will start in 2027. Everything is complete.
Yep. All the state roads, everything's complete, including the railroad.
So. Wow. It's pretty unbelievable in less than a year's time. Unbelievable. Garrett Ucolito, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll talk again really soon.